This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
My name is Estelle Dietlef. I'm a registered nurse from South Africa. I moved to California and I currently live in Bakersfield in California. I work for Adventist Health. We traveled all over the world, you know, but my kids really loved America. And I think when we visited, we saw that people had very similar value systems to what we had. And that really sealed it for us. And then we made a decision that if we wanted to make this big step, America would be the place. It's also a big benefit for us that they don't discriminate against age, you know, that being a little bit older already in America, you were still very welcome. Where Australia, New Zealand had a cutoff, especially Australia and Canada had cutoffs in terms of age. So that made USA even more attractive. Bakersfield is amazing because it's so centrally located. We're 2 hours from Los Angeles, and Los Angeles has the biggest airport, although there is an airport in Bakersfield with quite a number of flights in the USA. But most of my family members, when they visit, they'll fly via Los Angeles, which is 2 hours away. What I really love about Bakersfield is that it's so central. You come over the mountains from Los Angeles and you go into the valley, the San Joaquin Valley, and we are 2 hours from the ocean. We can also decide to go the other direction, and then we're 2 hours from the mountains, and we're 4 hours from San Francisco, which is also amazing to visit. So even though the Central Valley is mainly agriculture and a sort of a flat area, we're surrounded by some amazing places. You can go on a wine route, which we've done before, to San Luis Obispo and Paso Robles, and you can go and see snow if you want to. So everything is accessible. Bakersfield is also quite a big city. I don't think if we ever eat in a new restaurant every night that we will finish it, you know, visiting all of them. So it's a big city, but it feels like a small town. People are really very friendly. It's very accessible. I live 15 minutes drive from the hospital. I never have traffic from where I'm going. So I really like that. I like the fact that you've got all the attractions of a bigger city, but you don't have the traffic and the challenges like that. So Bakersfield really centrally located. I initially didn't think it was the prettiest place. Americans ask me where I'm from and I say South Africa, they're like, so why did you move to Bakersfield of all the places in the state? So I don't think Bakersfield is famous for its natural beauty and environment, but you know, I came from a small town in South Africa, so which was also a mining town. It wasn't the prettiest place as well, but it's what you look for. To me, the beauty lies in the fact that I've got a squirrel in my backyard, you know, that visits me. And there's plenty of beauty also in the people around you, the diversity of the people around me, the friendliness. So we've just decided that happiness comes from inside. It's what you decide it will be. So I think there's areas in Bakersfield, you know, if you go more towards the east, that might not be as safe as the area where we live in. You do occasionally see reports of gangsters or issues like that. But I think that's probably true of most places. There's no place that only has beauty, and every town has its challenges. But I do feel that they adequately address it here. And I do think that the town is very well maintained. The roads are good. The sidewalks is clean. It's wonderful. It's safe. We go walking at night and we feel safe here. If you're not used to a warm climate, you might be surprised. Bakersfield can be quite hot in summer. I've got into my car where it was 110 Fahrenheit, so it can get hot. But it's geared towards it. There's air conditioning, the houses are air conditioned, and in general, you cope quite well. All the shops are cold. We wear jackets mostly when we go to the shops. So in winter, it's also quite similar to South Africa, quite a mild winter. We don't get snow in Bakersfield. It snows on the mountains around us, but not Bakersfield itself. So it's chilly, but you know, you can manage. But if you love warm weather and you love long days, the sun sets quite late. So after you can really go for a nice stroll in the afternoon. It's really pleasant. We enjoy it. We've been to Los Angeles a few times, sometimes to go and watch sports, sevens, rugby, things like that. And then my favorite place, I must say, is the forest, you know, Sequoia National Forest, where you can go and see the redwoods, the tallest trees in the world. And it's such an amazing place. So we try and over weekends go to a place we've never been. We love Santa Barbara. We've been there a few times. And when family visit, we take them to some of our favorite places we've discovered. It's beautiful around us. There's some amazing places. We often will go for a walk, you know, in nature, visit a local place where we can go for a walk just to enjoy the mountains and the nature around us. I love pokey nachos. I don't know if I pronounce it right, but I love it. I love the fact that people say that's one of the benefits of California is that you really get real Mexican food here. You know, it tastes like Mexican food. And I think you can really enjoy any kind of cuisine that you like. We've visited some amazing Italian restaurants and the wine's amazing. California wine's really good. We've got some nice breweries. We've really been tasting it.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
I think it's quite difficult to navigate if you don't have a car. California has a big driving culture that my kids, of course, enjoy this. You know, cars is a big deal here, but it does help when you've got your own transport. We live next to a university, so there's bus routes that go from, you know, 5 minutes from our house all over Bakersfield. So if I really didn't have transportation, I would be able to get to work and back. And many people at work, they travel with each other to make it easier. When we arrived, we couldn't get credit, of course, because of the fact that you don't have a credit record. So we had to, in the beginning, buy a car. And all three of us were working at different times and places. So it was quite a challenge to get everybody to work on time, but we managed to do that. And then in August, I managed to buy myself a car, and my son also bought himself a car. So the minute you start getting a credit record or you have a job where you can show your pay slips for 3 months, credit is accessible, and that solves the problem. I want to recommend that you really try and get a driver's license as quickly as possible. I thought they recognized international driver's license, and they do. But what I didn't realize is that your driver's license acts as an ID, identification document. You can show your passport, but in general, people just, these systems are geared towards the American ID. They ask for your driver's license and you show that, and that really makes your life a lot easier. I think it's part of the expected norm. You know, you have an American phone number, an American address, an American ID, and then you've got your social security number, and those things you really need to get along and live life here. It's wonderful working at the hospital because we are so diverse. There's people from all different cultures. And I'm not the only one with an accent, but I can tell you that much. So it's wonderful. I think California is very multicultural and very accepting of different cultures. I think it's one of the benefits of the community. I did find when I was in Texas, especially the northern parts of Texas, there wasn't that level of diversity. So I really enjoy that about California. If it's important to you and you like different kinds of thinking and different languages and different cultures, you'll really enjoy California a lot. You know, it's tough when you get your salary and you realize how much they deduct for tax. But I think they do good things with that. It's like the money is not necessarily mismanaged. So even though it's difficult to pay taxes, you know, there's lots of benefits for people that live in California. I think you can afford to live on a nurse's salary. Just be aware that, of course, you have to rent a house in the beginning and it can be quite expensive. The rest, I think the prices compare well. A lot of people are concerned about things like furniture. When we arrived here, we were so lucky. People were so generous. You know, in the beginning, we didn't even have plates or knives and forks and cups. People just gave. So you can find things secondhand very cheap and until you have money to buy it. So we managed to settle in the beginning. The house was quite empty, but it's filling up nicely gradually. But it is expensive, but you can afford it because the nursing salary, I think, in California is so much better than some of the other states, what I understand. So it is possible to make a living, yeah. I'd say a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house would probably be around $400,000. But renting, I've looked at some very nice, in a nice area. You could still pay about $1,500, $1,600 a month to rent an apartment, but in a very good area. So it's expensive. A lot of people that I know share accommodation, and I think it's good advice that Vino is giving to say rent in the beginning so that you can really decide where you want to live. If you don't know a town, you might make a mistake in renting or buying in the wrong area. So it's good to speak to locals and find out what would be the best area for you to live in that's still close to the hospital and makes your transportation easier. And I think some of the people that you work with at the hospital would be giving you very good advice on that. But probably $1,600 to $1,800 a month for an apartment.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.